I'm sure anyone in a relationship who has explored the world of erotic audio has asked themselves the question, when does this become wrong? You have a partner. You are in a relationship. And yet, here you are with me. When does this become wrong? I have a partner. I am in a relationship, and yet, here I am with you. Does just listening to this audio cross a line and become something wrong? Would it take a physical action? Would you coming for me be what makes it wrong? Or does it need to be deeper? More emotional? If you completely lost all thought of her and exploded in deep lust and desire only for me, would that cross the line? We all have lines we don't want to cross. Today, I want to see where your line is. How far will you go with me before you have to stop this audio? Close your eyes. Visualize me there with you. Take in my presence. Imagine my breath on your neck. The warmth of my body. The scent of my hair. The feel of my lips grazing against your skin. Is this wrong? When your body tingles as it hears my voice, when your heart rate speeds up and your breath quickens from my touch, does that make this wrong? What about the thought of me reaching my hand down and slowly stroking a cock as we stare into each other's eyes? The eyes are the gateway to the soul. And I see a deep lust in your soul. I can feel your muscles tense as my body presses tightly against you. If you moan for me in a whisper of my name, does that and make this wrong? Oh, Sly. Sly. Oh, Sly. I love hearing you ask for me. Does it become wrong when you imagine this becoming more than just an audio? What if I told you all of the things I do to you if I was really there with you? Not just my voice, but my body. My perfect, young, tight body. I would guide your hands all over it. I would flaunt my perfect ass, make you beg me to let you clench your fingers deep into the flesh as I press my nipples up against your lips and feel your tongue light up my nerves with pleasure. I would moan. I would whimper. I would quiver in pleasure as I felt your cock surge and cry out for me. My skin is so soft. I would press every part of it against every part of you as we just envelop each other in lust-driven pleasure. You have never been with a body as perfect as mine. Every part of me would awaken a deep lust that you didn't even know you had as you moaned my name in ecstasy. What if we began to imagine how soft my lips are? and how much they would lick and suck all over your body. And work their way to your cock. With that, make this wrong. And what about that surge of pleasure you feel when you ache for my mouth to devour you? Does it become wrong when you imagine me there sucking your cock? The lips of another woman passionately pleasuring you and drawing out all of your cum? When your free cum is real, and all you can think about in your mind is my tongue licking it up as I look up at you with my eyes. Is it wrong yet? What about when you imagine all the things I'd let you do to me? That's right. I would let you have me any way you want. When you imagine all the different ways I'd let you position my body as you press your cock deep inside of me, does this become wrong? On the table, on the counter, pressed up against the wall, down on all fours, straddling as you sit or lay in the bed, in the shower, on the floor. Do you want me fully naked, every part accessible to your touch, or clothed in lingerie, complementing my curves, revealing enough to see just how perfect I am, but hiding just enough to inflame your lust and passion to rip it off and splay me across the bed. I will let you stare deep into my eyes as you enter inside of me, or I could let you face me away from you so you could watch my ass bounce up and down on your cock. I will let you go slow. I will let you go fast. I will let your moans of pleasure guide my body as my only thought would be to please you more. Because your pleasure is my pleasure. Does this become wrong if you start really imagining me there with you? And all of the naughty things I would let you do? How would you take me? How would you fuck me? Say my name. Call out for me as you press your body against mine. Is it wrong for me to make you think these things? Oh, please. Please put your cock inside of me. I'm so desperate to be filled by you. Yes. Do you want to thrust into me and control the pace yourself? Or do you want to have me move my body, grind and twist as I ride your cock to orgasm? Oh. Fuck. Oh, can you feel that pleasure? Can you feel your cock throbbing inside of me? Aching to give me all of its cum? Does that make this wrong yet? What about when your mind moves from imagining these things to really, truly longing for them? When do you stop just fantasizing and start deeply longing for me? Have we crossed that line? Is that growing feeling you have right now for me to be present, naked, and bent over for your pleasure, does that make this feeling wrong? Maybe your partner knows you watch porn and she's okay with it, but would she be okay with what I'm saying to you? Would she be okay with what I'm making you feel? With what I'm making you desire? When thoughts of me begin to linger long after the audio is finished playing, and that deep longing for my body causes your cock to swell when you aren't even listening to my voice, does that make this wrong? Fuck me. Use me. As I use you. You knew you should have turned this audio off long ago. You knew what it was going to make you feel and that it would become wrong. And I knew I shouldn't have recorded it. I knew what it was going to make you feel and that I would be wrong. Yet here we are, both of us, locked in this pleasure, unable to stop. And I never asked you to touch yourself. Or stroke yourself, and yet there you are, obeying the only thing that matters right now, lust. And lust is never satisfied. It always wants more. More of me, more of my voice, more of my dirty words to pump and stroke as you moan and rave in pleasure. Tell me, you want to know what it's like to be inside of me? Tell me what you would give to fuck me. Keep stroking. Keep fucking. Keep imagining me. Keep longing for me. Neither of us should be doing this, but neither of us can stop now. The only thing that matters is the explosion of pleasure we both know is coming. Just let it happen. Keep stroking. Keep fucking. Keep imagining me. Keep longing for me. Oh, come. Come as you cry out for me. Oh, yes, yes, let me hear you. Yes, come for me. Come with me. Come with me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, do it, baby. Do it, baby. Come for me. Come for me. So, did we cross the line for you today? Or do you think next time we should go just a little further?